make a meringue and put it on top with lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors lemon. Yeah, that, and bread pudding in those days, where we scraps of bread and cake, we'd make pudding out of that.
Yeah.
Take custard, you know, put it together.
Do you eat that with cream?
Yes, we do eat everything with cream.
Uh-huh. Do you ever take this cream and put spices and sugar in it?
Oh yes, cinnamon, yes.
And this would be cooked, or?
Well, no, we didn't serve it that way, but in cooking, or sometimes we'd sprinkle spices with it.
Uh-huh. What did you put on pound cake when you made that?
Well, we did an ice pound cake. We didn't put anything.
Did you have anything to pour over it, or?
Well, we'd have, we'd call that sponge cake. A sponge cake that didn't have any baking powder or soda in it, just have the eggs and flour in it, you know, and sugar. Well, we'd make a lemon sauce out of lemon and butter and sugar and water and pour over that a sauce.
Uh-huh.
That'd be very good on pound cake, too.
When did you start getting citrus food here in the early days? Citrus fruit, I should say.
Fruit.
You mentioned lemon sauce. Was this extract?
Just lemon. Oh, we had lemons. As long as I can remember, we'd have lemons.
Is this all year round? Or?
I think we could always get lemons at the store, grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But citrus fruit, I didn't ever eat any grapefruit or anything until after we were gone. I say 25 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How about oranges?
Oh, oranges. We get them on Christmas. All my life I can remember them. Get oranges for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Christmas.
Totally.
When I smell Christmas, yes. When I think of Christmas now, smell oranges, I think of Christmas. We didn't ever see an orange early on Christmas.
Hmm.
And I don't see. My children didn't have orange juice when they were babies.
Yeah, now we get our frozen orange juice with the deal and everything else down there.
Yeah, everything in.
You know, that's a rather tragic thing that
we didn't get all those things.
Yeah, it didn't bother us any, but
no.
It's unfortunate. I think the orange groves are being plowed up in California, or uprooted, and houses are being built there.
Oh, is that being done?
Yeah, a lot of the groves used to, they started in Pasadena.
Oh.
And they just went east, out through Riverside, not San Bernardino, and places like that. No, I guess that's all houses.
Well, that California oranges were so good. Now we're just getting Texas oranges, I suppose.
We used to get those big old navel oranges
in
California.
Yeah, up in California.
Eat the orange, and then there was a bonus that was
right
down here.
Yeah, right there in the bottom. I don't know what made that. They didn't, but they just happened that way.
Yeah, just a special thing.
One time I heard that they did something to that orange that made it that way.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I know, I grew up out in California, in Los Angeles, up in the northern part. I had a friend who had a couple grapefruit trees that his dad had put out.
Did they raise grapefruit there like they do in Texas?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
These were just growing in his yard. We'd go out and pick a grapefruit.
And the avocados?
Oh boy, yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, I do too. If there's one tree I'd like to have, I'd like to have several, but this is one of the fruits that I'd like to be able to raise.
The rough kind was the best.
Yep. He had a tree about the size of that catalpa
kind
tree.
Kind of a blue-black crust on.
That thing would just be covered with avocados every year. I don't know what they did with them.
Heine said in New Guinea, they fed them to their hogs.
Huh.
They just grew wild there.
Oh boy.
They fattened their hogs on those avocados.
But they make them fat.
I bet they do too.
We when I flew over to England during the war, we went down to Brazil and then over to Africa and then up to England.